welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Good to see you again. I will one day figure out how to spin the camera around so you can see me and not just imagine me.
Okay, well, we can visualize you.
That's perfect. I like that.
For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been doing the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, since 1992. And you do not have to live in the Seattle area or Pacific Northwest in order to become a client, as she has clients all over the United States. And today it's time for us to say so long for now. We are signing off the radio and taking a little break. But I want to stop all the rumors. Mary Jane is not retiring. We were flooded with emails, phone calls. She's not retiring. We're just taking a break from the show. It's been a great journey, a great ride. So she's still going to be in the office, and you can stay connected with her through her website, MaryJaneMack.com. You can check her out on Facebook. It's Mary Jane Mack LLC. And you can also follow her on Instagram. I believe it's Mary Jane Mack LLC again. So, we have had a great, great run with Transformation Talk Radio, and I would like to, and get a little emotional now, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Dr. Pat and everybody at Transformation Talk Radio. Without their amazing staff, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Got to thank Jessica and Micah and Olivia, Linda, Dr. Pat. And we also have a very special thank you to Benny, whom I love and adore with all my heart. And the past year and a half has been really hard because we haven't been in studio to actually be with Benny. But my times that we've spent with Benny have been full of laughs, fun, music. And so Mary Jane and I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone at Transformation Talk Radio, to Benny, and all of our listeners for all your dedication and loyalty through the years. So enough of that. And with that, let me introduce my mom, my boss, my best friend. Hello, Benny.
Yeah, it's really been funny. Everybody, I get these emails and these texts. Are you retiring? And then the next thing, I think, oh my gosh, where did you hear that? That's like so far from my paradigm. I never even think of retiring. There's too many people out there that my mission is to help as many people as I can. And I'm not done with my job yet. God put me here for a reason, and I'm still going. And the other question I get, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. I'm very healthy. I do all the right things. I do my brain tap, my Resomex, do nutrition. I do everything. I walk my talk. Everything I tell you to do, I do. I see Jeff Heller for body work. There's chiropractic. So there's the whole package that goes together. You need a team around you to really keep you on track and help you to be the best you can be. It's pretty hard to do it all by yourself. You have to be really driven. So I advise you all to get a good team around you, like I've had, so that I could keep going and do what I want to do.
Yes.
So there you are. I'm here. We're in the office. We're busy. We're looking forward to meeting all of you at some time. But it's been great. Everything is good.
We have had a phenomenal journey. And there's one other special person I forgot to thank who I absolutely love and adore. And that's Linda, who works for Transformation Talk Radio. Her and I have become best buds, usually on the phone. We always say, Linda's in charge of Dr. Pat and I'm in charge of Mary Jane. It's like, we're the ones who really do all the work. They just get all the glory. So Linda, I love you to death. I don't know when we're going to connect. Every time I call you, I leave a message. You call me, you leave a message, but we will connect soon. So I thank you for your friendship and all the great chats we have on the phone. So,
oh my gosh, they're hysterical. They're both hysterical. And it's true. I want to thank Nancy while we're thanking people so we could get that kind of done. Nancy has been my best friend, my partner. She basically is kind of my boss, to be honest with you. She keeps me on track and keeps things rolling and keeps me in the right direction. And she talked about having a coach. Nancy's right there for me all the time. And so it's that guiding light that helps make me who I am today. She's a gift to have in the office, a gift on the radio. She loves people. She loves each and every one of you. And you could tell because she takes such good care of our clients. I mean, there's no one that takes care of people like she does. So I am grateful that she's in my life and we continue to be able to keep doing this. And we have a team that's like, you know, it's pretty dynamic. You can't go wrong.
Oh,
so thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Mom. I know, especially about Kleenex. I didn't think I was going to get so emotional. Well, I have to thank you. I mean, I am truly blessed. Not only, I think my mom's and my relationship is a very special one. She's still my mom, you know, she'll still tell me, you know, you're wearing that. Are you sure? But she's my best friend. She's my travel companion. She's my boss at times. but I think together we make a good team. And doing the radio show, I was a little resistant at first when I was asked to be the co-host. Nervous, obviously, but I'm so glad I jumped in and said yes, because we've had a great time. And I'm lucky because I get to spend each and every day with this amazing woman who is truly gifted. And I see miracles every day that are happening, that she's able to perform with our clients. And it's true. We have the most amazing clients. I love each and every one of you. We had a client who came in this week who, boy, has been really having a difficult time. Difficult time. There's been times he's come in and just a really hard time, like hit rock bottom. He came in, was so happy. He's like, he reached the other side. And my heart was so happy for him that, yes, he stuck with it. He persevered. He had a great coach with Mary Jane. So those are the stories I love. I love seeing our clients, you know, who are at rock bottom, but struggle through, do the work, and finally get to the other side. That there's nothing more that makes my than stories like that. So I'm blessed each and every day to see that. And that's all thanks to my mom. So thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. And speaking of that, it's like Nancy and I have been, we got on these movies of watching Mount Everest, the climb to Mount Everest. And there was a special on TV, and that took us to more movies. I'm going to make it short because to watch these mountain climbers or rock climbers, they are so driven with their physical capabilities, and they have one thing in sight, this goal in sight, and nothing is going to stop them. And they do everything that they can to attain that. Now, sometimes some things, ego gets in the way, but it's just amazing how focused they are and determined and what they do accomplish. And that's what it takes for each and every one of you to be focused and determined on what you want and not give up. We see clients who are sometimes really struggling. They come in a few times. They're not really seeing much difference. And now remember, they've been like this all their life. And they're not seeing much difference, maybe after two or three times. And we explain, and Nancy just gives them a good shot in the arm, a good talk. But it's like those people who turn it around and change, who get what they want, who get the good health, who see the changes. But they've been stuck so long, and they've heard the story from so many different people that they're going to get well, and they know they all have the solution, and they never got the results. So sometimes when they come in, they think this is one more of those. So it's so much fun to see these people come from nothing to change, to sticking to it and being determined and making a change. So that's what we do. That's why we're here.
Changing lives and keeping people positive. All right.
Exactly. So our first appearance was with Dr. Pat.
Hey, Mom, we got to take a short break.
Okay.
You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Do you find that your world is filled with chaos that's always trying to bring you down? What if I told you that your goal should not be to get rid of that chaos, but to harness it and become your higher self with it? I'm Gina Libido, your transformational coach, and I'm here to guide you on your ascension journey and soul awakening. Learn to anchor cosmic Christ light during my one-on-one and group sessions. To find out more, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org. And be in body, in power, and in soul.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We've got Mary Jane. We have Benny in the studio. Isn't he cute?
Hi, everybody. I made it. I figured it out.
Yeah.
Yay.
Looks like. Yeah.
All right. Today is our final show for now, which means we're just signing off the air for now. You never know what will happen in the future. And Benny says we have a caller.
We do. Let's bring on one, maybe two, could be three. I'm not sure how many people are on this one line, but we'll bring them on. Hello, callers.
Yay. We're here. We're all here.
Oh.
Myself, Dr. Pat, Linda, and Jessica. Ladies, say hello. Hey.
Hello, everybody.
So we're calling in for a couple of reasons. One, and Nancy, I just heard you talk about the fact that this is your last show for now. I like that you said for now, because I think that gives me a ray of hope that you will come back. But that's not why we called in. We called in to acknowledge a body of work that Mary Jane Mack has been doing with us, and I believe it's for over a decade. And to really talk about and honor the work that she's done, and in some cases, just to be really direct, life-saving work. And I think Linda will talk to that as well. But it is through this show that people have gotten to know her, have gotten to work with her, and Nancy, you now as well, have gotten solutions to problems in their health and in their well-being and their wellness that they really were not able to get anywhere else. And we know that, you know, this is a place you're getting ready to embark on a new journey, but we all want to tell you how much we love you, appreciate you, and we're still sad, right, Linda?
Absolutely.
Let me say this. It is very bittersweet for both Mary Jane and myself as well. And that's why we're saying we're signing off for now. We are not saying goodbye. We are just saying, as my dad always says, so long for now. And I have a feeling we will be back. And it's just time for a little bit of a break after a decade. But we love and appreciate all of you, all of the staff, and Jessica and Olivia and Benny and my good buddy, Linda. One day we'll connect, Linda. One day we will connect. But we thank you for this wonderful opportunity. And it's just been a great ride, a great journey. And we're so blessed and thankful. Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for Linda to pop in there. What happened to you, Linda?
I'm right here.
Yeah, well, that's our buddy.
A couple things I have. What'd you say?
That's our buddy.
I have a couple things to say, and I'm going to miss you. I miss Nancy's little chats that we have on the phone where we both rant and rave about stuff. And all the things, Mary Jane, that you have done for me and little Sadie and my sister and my mother. You did so much for my mother and her health. It still makes me cry.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what you've done, even with my sister and little Sadie. I think that her little system is changing, and I think the other thing is it's not just for my family. You've done it for a lot of people and have saved their lives and helped them get their health back in order. And I remember how much you worked on me. You had every piece of equipment out in your office working on me to get me back in shape when I came out there the last time. And you have no idea how much I appreciate what you've done.
Oh, I'm so happy because it gives me such joy to see you feeling so good and have so much energy. And when you're talking about Sadie, tell everybody who Sadie is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't they know who Sadie the dog is?
I don't know
who Sadie is.
So Sadie's a little dog.
She's a Lhasa Poo. She's the sweetest little thing. She's got a really good personality. And she was kind of feeling a little weird. And Mary Jane helped us because she gave us things that we needed to do for her to help her little system with toxins and her digestion. So it just, and she's perky.
She's good.
She loves her Auntie Linda. And hey, Miss Linda, just because we're signing off the radio doesn't mean we're going to end our rants on the telephone. So don't even go there. It's just that, you know, we just have to connect.
I know, and it's been difficult for us to connect half the time anyway. But yes, I'm not going to just sign off and say adios, amigos.
No, we're not going to let you get away with that.
Nope.
We're due for one of our good ranting sessions soon.
Anyway, we appreciate all of you. We love doing what we do. We love helping you. We want everybody to live their best life and be the best they can be. And it's just not always that complicated if you follow the energy of the body. And that's what I do. Follow the energy. It's not me. It's your body that gives me the answer and helps guide you to where you're going or feeling better.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
But, you know, really it is, Mary Jane, and Jessica and I are going to talk to this, is there is a lot that people may or may not know about the depth and the breadth of what you do. It's, you know, you do pay attention to the body in ways that we're not trained to do, or nor do we know how to do. And by the way, it's always harder for us to face ourselves. And we don't see it. We don't feel it, especially when it comes to emotions or it comes to other things going on. But what I want everybody to know that's listening, just because you're not going to do the show doesn't mean you're not going to continue to do what you've been doing all along, and even more so. Because I've watched you over time not just change what you do, but expand the tools you have and how you do it. And now that people are back to coming in person, how does that feel for you to now have people coming back into the space to get, you know, to get the healing with you face to face like Linda did?
Well, it feels good. But I will say, you know, they love it. But I will say doing Zoom calls, I think is pretty exciting too, because being on Zoom, yeah, I'm able to demonstrate the technology and because we have people even in London. And so that it doesn't matter whether you come in or you're far away, you get the same. You get the same energy and the same treatment, except you don't get that personal hug.
Well, you don't get the hug. And I will say, we have added something to the office, which is an extensive consultation where Mary Jane, you know, people will book their appointment. And if you need a CRT, cranial release technique, you get that done. If you need some NET, which is the neural emotional technique to clear emotions, that gets done, but that can be done over a Zoom or the phone. The other thing is, people who have their Resomex and aren't quite using it the right way, Mary J is able to get in there and get that Resomex jammed into that gallbladder to get the release. So we are enjoying having some of our clients come back in the office, but I will say a lot of them still prefer Zoom or phone just to stay out of that traffic. But it is nice to see smiling faces, and it's been a good change.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I said we do like our regular visits, we'll do extended visits, we do whatever you need. You know, we offer whatever it is to get you on track to be the best you can be.
We've actually had people come in just to do brain tap sessions too, to experience brain tap. I know we've talked about the brain tap for quite a while now. And I'd like to say the things that technology Mary Jane talks about, they're not gadgets. They're not gimmicks. They actually do a job. The brain tap actually changes the pattern in your brain. So if you're stuck doing the same thing over and over again, it's for a reason. By doing the brain tap, it changes those patterns, gets you on the path where you need to be. The Resomex, that's a tool. Interesting. My dad the other night, I have this pain. I thought, oh my God, what's wrong? What's wrong? He's like, I've got this pain. It was his gallbladder. Mary Jane grabbed the Resomex, jammed it in there within, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
It was completely fine. So these are not just gadgets that she talks about. These are tested tools that actually change your life. And these are things that you can do at home if you have a Resomex or brain tap.
That's why I recommend the technology, because it's like we do have so many people that don't come in. And even if you came in, that technology is better if you use it every day, not once a week or twice a month. It's every day that makes the difference. It's change and everything now, all the technology, latest work, it's all about your brain. If you're not working on your brain, you're missing the mark. And that's why being associated with the greatest people, doctors out there, when I go to my meetings and seminars, I get that information and bring it back to my clients. And you know, and all the great neuro chiropractors use that technology. And so it works. It's a given. And if somebody says, oh, I've used it, it doesn't work. Well, they're not doing it, because I guarantee it works. Yeah, there's not anybody it doesn't work on. Yeah.
It does work. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve?
Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Virgin Map Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We have Benny in studio. And if you're watching live, we have Benny live. I love it.
Yeah, I figured it out. Woo, call me. I'd love to talk to you guys.
Yeah. If you have something to say, don't hesitate to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And of course, we're here with Mary Jane. Today is our last radio show. However, that she's not retiring. You can still stay connected with us. You can stay connected via Mary Jane's website, maryjanemack.com. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Mary Jane Mack LLC. And you can also stay in touch via Instagram. And that's Mary Jane Mack LLC as well. And I think on your Instagram picture, it's you with Ty Murray and that Chad, another rodeo national champion rider. So Mary Jane's hanging out with the cowboys at the ranch riding horses with the radio or the rodeo stars. So
Dennis Reese.
Well, Dennis wasn't in the picture though.
No, but I gotta get Dennis's picture up there.
But it wasn't right. It was you and Ty and Chad. Isn't that little hottie cowboys having a good time at the ranch, hanging with the famous people as you always do.
Yeah. All right. So you know we've had a great journey. We've talked about so many topics, given you so many skills and so many tools to use to help you to get on track and be the best you can be. Now it's up to you to take those tools and run with them, and do You know, you can think about it, you can talk about it, but it takes action. And it's one step at a time. And remember, the universe has a plan for you bigger than you can ever imagine. And so just keep believing in that plan. And sometimes a lot of people don't know what they want. So make a list of where you are, what you have, and then what would it be like to have like the job you want or be in the relationship you want? You don't have to know who or what it is, but how would that make you feel? Does it make you feel good and full of energy and positive and abundance flowing in? And all those words. And the more you put that together, that's exactly what you attract. So that's what you want to do. You want to, and keep reviewing it every day and add to it. When somebody told me to do that for the first time, write 20, I think, or 50 attributes about myself. I think I wrote 5. I was trying to think, well, I'm happy, I'm friendly, and I just got stuck. So it didn't flow who I was or what I was, you know, how I felt about myself. And it's important that you know those things, because that's what builds in you and helps you to move forward.
Well, the other thing is you have to be open to receiving those things too. A lot of us will block the good coming. Maybe you feel you don't deserve it, you're not worthy. I mean, the list is endless, but you have to be open. And on one of my favorite brain tap meditations is pretend you have everything right now. Live as though you have everything now. If you're looking for a new house, you want a bigger house, they say in the brain tap meditation, go and tour homes of the caliber that you want to live in. You want a new car, go test drive your dream car. You know, do things to bring all of those wonderful things to you and think about them, visualize, see yourself doing them. So, you know, see yourself driving in your dream car to your dream job, and then, you know, create that reality for yourself.
Yeah, you have to draw it to you. It's like when you want something, if you're thinking of what you don't want or what you don't have, and you're not sure, you have to make it up. It's like years ago when I started these seminars, even like Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, all those big guys, speakers, they said, if you don't know what you want, copy somebody else's. It's okay to do that. Like, you know, somebody that is living the dream that you want, well, you just look up what that is and then you copy it so that it starts to be real for you and you know that you can attain that. But if you have no idea, then that's what you get. It's all about, everything is energy. It's all about drawing it to you. And it's so much fun when you're clear and you have certainty, that's when it happens. If you're fuzzy and not sure, it's kind of floating around out there. So think about it floating around out there. And as soon as you get right, you draw it to you. It's like that perfect house showing up. Or that car, being able to get that car right at the right time, or the perfect job. All of a sudden you've been waiting for it and then it's there. That's when, you know, that's the opportunity of you putting in the work to draw to you and not giving up.
Exactly. Same thing about finding the right relationship. I mean, it has to do with everything in your life, you know, hanging out with the right friends. You want to hang with people who build you up and not tear you down. Nobody wants to be around a negative Nelly or a grumpy Gus. I mean, so you want to surround yourself with people who are supportive or positive, who are uplifting. Of course, everybody once in a while, you know, is a Debbie Downer or a negative Nelly, but, you know, sometimes you got to let them run the course, but then you get out of it right away. I mean, think your life is so much better when you're positive, you have gratitude, you have compassion for others, and just respect. Again, be open, be willing to accept, ask, believe, and receive.
And when you're around those negative people, if they're pulling you down, then you're trying to fix them. You're trying to make them better, and you can never change somebody else. You can be a good example and have good energy, but you can't fix somebody else. So it's all about blessing them and letting them go and live their life. And you honor that. Doesn't mean that you might agree with it, but you honor it and bless it and send them positive energy to help them change. That's the only way you could change anyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've had some pretty special guests on our show. One Mary Jane mentioned was Dr. Jeff Haller, who has a Feldenkrais practice here in Bellevue, Washington. And I have to say, I've gone to see Jeff myself on an occasion or two. During a remodel, I had fallen down, I think it was 15 stairs. And very next day, went and saw Jeff Haller, and believe it or not, I was not sore. Nothing in my body hurt. And he put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So he's done that on one or more occasion for me. Excellent Feldenkrais practitioner.
Love and teacher. He's a Feldenkrais practitioner. He's a teacher. He's world renowned. He's taught all over the world. He's just the most amazing. He has classes online. You could go online and look up Jeff Haller and Feldenkrais, and you could do it on Zoom. He can change, help you, give you tools to help you be better. And we're so lucky to have Jeff right here in Washington. He is just amazing. So look up his website and learn a little more about Jeff. But we've also had Dr. Bob Hoffman, my personal coach, on. We've had Dr. Patrick Porter, the brain tap guru, and then Sherrick Peck. He's the inventor of the Resonex. You know, we've had great people on, and all these people, talk about having great people around you that build you up. All these people are my personal friends. All these people that when I'm around them, I'm only better. And I could pick up a phone and call them anytime if I need something. So that's what you want. People around you that lift you up, bless you, and help you be the best you can be. So, and Nancy knows all these people too.
I do. I'm very blessed. I mean, I never take for granted any of the people that I've come into contact with. They are truly amazing. I own a brain tap. I love my brain tap. I own a Resomex. I love my Resomex. They're brilliant people. And it's fun to, you know, have these people as your mentors and people. And Mary Jane's very lucky that she's able to pick up the phone. And she has picked up the phone on numerous occasions. If there's a client who has a particular issue, she'll call Sherrick, and Sherrick's like, oh, let me send you that video on that. And it's here within seconds. He's like so accommodating. So we're very lucky to have all these people at our, you know, exposure to help us out. If Mary Jane needs a video or has a quick question about the brain tap, they're there, right, Johnny on the spot.
And you know, that's what's so amazing about these people. And it doesn't matter who they are, Dr. Kyle Daigle, who is a neurology chiropractor, any of these guys. I could pick up the phone and call them anytime and ask them a question. And they're happy to answer that question just to help you. So we have people, you know, it's like when people get stuck and I want a little more information, I will call these people to help you. And that's what life is about. It doesn't matter how famous you are or where you are. It's about helping everyone and being accessible to everyone. And so that's like a real privilege and honor too.
Yeah, I mean, we have, I know today is our last show and we're signing off, but today this is a show about gratitude. I mean, so grateful for so many things, so blessed to have so many wonderful people in my life and our clients. Miss Bunny, I love you to death, and you know I love you, and I hope you and Oliver are doing well. Oliver is her dog, and he was having some issues, so And then there's Susie, Miss Susie. Thank you for my unicorn stickers. Love you to death too. So,
Kathy.
There's just so many people. So I love what I do. Like Mary Jane loves what she does. I mean, we have so many wonderful clients.
And we're thanking all these other people. The most important people to thank is our clients. And our clients are still with us. But our clients make us who we are because they make us better. Because all their challenges make us learn more if we need to grow too. So, and we have the best clients. I've got clients since 1992, since I started. And they're all amazing. And, you know, they all just regular checkups. They're all healthy. They do well. They all have the technology. They know that if I say this works, it's going to work. And so they're going to do that. So my clients are just amazing. And we love you all, too. But the good part is we're going to hear from you often. So that's all good.
Exactly. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're all watching live, I was admiring Benny's chair dancing, chair swaying to the music back and forth. Oh, there he goes now. Yes, I can remember lots of chair dancing myself in studio.
Best in the biz.
All right, Nancy, how about if you read some of those quotes or comments we've gotten from text and emails? And
yes, again, Mary Jane is not retiring. We're just staying so long to the radio show for now. So anyway, this is from Sarah. Sarah's our client in Arizona. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and great tips. My drains have never been cleaner. I will miss the uplifting, positive energy I get every third Thursday. Miss you and love you all dearly, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. From Rex in Washington, thank you for your great content and insight. You shall be missed. But I'll see you in 2 weeks for my appointment. You will see us. I love how all these people are like, but I'll still be, yeah. So it's funny. This is from Mary in California. I've been listening from the beginning, always looking forward to your show. Thank you for all the valuable information and new technology you have shared with all of us. Wishing you all the very best. Thank you, Mary. Then we have Deborah. Sad to see you signing off the radio. Thank you for the many years of great information and tips. I always am I'm always feeling a positive energy and feel uplifted after listening to your show. Wishing you the best. Well, everybody is so kind, wishing us the best. Then we have my cousin Kathy, who I love and adore. She can't listen live today, but she was devastated to find out we weren't doing the show. And I said, we're just taking a break. I said, how many times can you talk about a gallbladder or the brain or body parts? She said, maybe you should talk fashion, Nancy, or give some tips. I've given her tips along the way. Anyway, I have listened to every single show. I have always gotten useful information from each and every show. Plus, I was reminded on certain occasions regarding certain tips that I used to do, but stopped. Thank you for your caring and compassion. You will be missed. Kathy, we are going to talk to you in 3 weeks, so we aren't going anywhere. But I love you to death. This is from Susie in Oregon. Your show motivates me to be the best I can be. Always keeps me on track. Going to miss my Thursday coaching sessions. Oh, well, thank you. And then we have Miss Bunny. She had told this to Mary Jane. I am so grateful that you are my coach on the radio, as well as my coach on my journey to wellness. Bunny, I love talking to you every time we chat. And I am thrilled that we get to be on the journey with you too. And again, I hope you and all of us are doing very well. We have another one. Here's another one. We have Linda from New Mexico. This one's cute. Max and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Max is now the happiest and healthiest German Shepherd since becoming a client. We have enjoyed your radio show and will miss hearing you on the radio. Looking forward to our follow-up next week. Thank you, Linda and Max. We got to meet them via Zoom, so it's always fun. Whenever we have a new client, and it's a Zoom client, as a lot of our clients are out of state, I always go in and pop in and say hello and meet everybody face to face. So it's been a lot of fun and just grateful for everybody's well wishes and appreciation. We appreciate all of you listening and being loyal listeners all this time.
How about Susie?
I did. Oh, and then Susie in Seattle. Miss Susie H, I love you to death. I don't know my phone. She just
said, you, Max, are so loved. I'm grateful I met you too on KKNW. Dance on, Susie.
Susie's special. Somebody had given her this calendar and it lists all these special holidays. And sometimes what I'll do when I ship products out, I'll put little notes in people's packages. And once I put a note in Susie's package, I said, may your day be filled with the magic of rainbows and unicorns. And then I think it was a week later, what did I get in the mail? I got rainbow stickers and unicorns. So I love Miss Susie to death. And I hope you're enjoying your new brain tap. She went and got a new phone so she could use your brain tap. So can't wait to hear how that's going for you, Miss Susie. So again.
Yeah, the brain tap. We had another call from Ellen. And Ellen says, Mary, she bought a brain tap a long time ago. And every time we'd have an appointment, I said, are you using your brain tap? Oh, no, no. And a couple of weeks ago, she called and told Nancy.
Your mother kept telling me to use the brain tap, and I kept putting it off and putting it off. She said, I finally did it. I love it. I have never been more energized, more positive, never felt this good. And when I don't do it, I miss it terribly. So just an example.
And she told me that herself the other day on her appointment. So that, yeah, some people, it just takes a while, but you know, I don't have you do anything that's not going to make a difference.
Exactly. And again, if you have the technology, it doesn't do you any good to have it sit in a box, sitting on the counter, sitting in a drawer. You have to use it in order to get the benefits. So, but that was a great story. Yeah, she was so resistant. I don't know why she bought it. She was so resistant. And then she finally
She bought it because it, when I say this is something that's going to help you and help you change those patterns, she believed it, but she just couldn't do it. It's called lack of motivation.
She's going to go to the second step. All right. It looks like our time is coming to a close. Mary Jane, what are your final words for your viewers today?
Well, we're grateful that we've had you. We've given you many tips, many things to change your life and skills and tools. It's been little things all along. So now it's just put it together and use it and think about what you want in your life. Biggest thing is, where are you? Where do you want to be? Visualize that, but you have to write it out, whether it's a job or relationship, write in detail what you want and refresh it every day. And know that the universe wants you to have anything your heart desires. So believe in that and create that and bring that reality to you.
Well, that's perfect. All right. I forgot to thank one of our biggest fans. And that would be, I'm going to get all teary again. That would be my dad. My dad listens to the show every Thursday. And it's funny because when we go home, we get, you know, we get graded. Great show. You know, he didn't do this right. He didn't do
this
right.
He has a list. He has a list.
He's got a list. It's like, you know, I'm like, geez, Dad, why don't you just call the radio and see how easy it is? But I have to thank my dad for his encouragement, his positivity, his wonderful compliments on the show, when I do good, what I could improve on, and I love him to death. I am the most blessed person on the planet. I have the most wonderful parents, the best relationship, and we've got the best clients, and I'm just very grateful, and I thank you all for everything over this decade of the radio show, and I wish you all health, success, and may all your dreams come true. Thank you for listening. And we'll see what we see.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.